AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming ABC on the News, Civic
I'm
Media
Alex Perche.
App.
Former President Trump is in Manhattan for the civil fraud trial brought against him by the New York Attorney General.
He has already called Judge Arthur Engoron deranged, called for his resignation, says he doesn't get it. Because in Trump's telling, he can value things and see the value in things the way nobody else can. That's part of the reason why he believed that his estate in Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago, was worth $600 million.
ABC's Aaron Kutursky. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz could call for a vote to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill that prevented a government shutdown. California Governor Gavin Newsom named LaFonza Butler to fill the U.S. Senate seat vacated by the death of Dianne Feinstein. She'll be the only black woman and the first openly LGBTQ plus person to represent California in the Senate. The Nobel Peace Prize in Medicine goes to U.S. scientists who worked to create the mRNA COVID vaccines. This is ABC News. New fallout from the controversial police raid of a small Kansas newspaper in August. The police chief who ordered the raid on the Marion County Record has been suspended. It happened after a local business owner accused the paper of illegally accessing information about her. At least 13 people have been killed and several others injured after a fire ripped through adjoining nightclubs in Spain.
According to investigators, the fire started at the La Fonda nightclub early yesterday morning before quickly spreading to two adjoining venues. Shocking footage shows firefighters inside one club battling the blaze, the roof eventually collapsing, complicating search and rescue efforts, and making it difficult to pinpoint where the fire started.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Apple is promising to roll out an update to prevent the new iPhone 15 from overheating. The company is blaming it on a software bug and other issues linked to popular apps. Instagram already made modifications to keep the phones from becoming too hot. Uber and other apps are doing the same. Alex Perche, ABC News.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The federal government will keep running at least through mid-November thanks to a short-term spending bill that passed over the weekend. All of Wisconsin's delegation voted for the stopgap bill except for two Republicans, Congressman Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany. The Potawatomi Hotel and Casino is committing 517 hotel rooms to house delegates to next year's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The Journal Sentinel reports the complex also plans to open the biggest retail sports book in the upper Midwest. The RNC is next July. 133 people will lose their jobs when a Milwaukee-area factory starts closing in a few weeks. Superior Die Set Corporation has notified the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development it plans to shut down its facility in Oak Creek. The company blames fewer orders for the shutdown. Layoffs are expected to start happening by November 20th. Wages and benefits aren't the only concerns for striking auto workers. As Stuart J. Waddles reports, so is job security.
Stellantis plants in Milwaukee and Hudson are two of the parts distribution centers on strike as part of the nationwide work stoppage. The union's demands include a 40% pay increase and a 32-hour work week. Joe New is president of United Auto Workers Local 75 in Milwaukee. He says he's working for contract language to keep Wisconsin jobs from moving to Belvedere, Illinois.
Wages mean nothing without a job. If we have no job here in Milwaukee and got to move, I've moved to 6 plants. So it's a big stickler for me to secure job security language, especially for Milwaukee in this local.
New spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront program. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Planned Parenthood says it plans to start performing abortions again in Sheboygan, where the district attorney says he'd consider pressing charges. But the head of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says the law is on her side.
We are not concerned at all that we're breaking the law. The judge made it crystal clear that this does not apply to voluntary abortions, also referenced a Supreme Court case from the 90s. So we are absolutely comfortable that we are providing care that is needed well within the letter of the law.
President and CEO Tanya Atkinson was also on Upfront yesterday. Planned Parenthood resumed abortions in Milwaukee and Madison 2 weeks ago. The world's largest gathering for the dairy industry is underway in Madison. The World Dairy Expo has been in Madison since it began in 1967. This year, Dane County signed an agreement that keeps the expo in Wisconsin at least through 2028 and maybe as long as 2031. Last year, 55,000 people came to the expo. There are board games that help people better understand the climate crisis. And as far as Siddiqui reports, they can calm fears about global warming.
Deborah Rosenthal, an English professor who specializes in environmental literature, says gaming may help players develop a better understanding of the issue. She says traditional games tend to be zero-sum games where one person wins and the others lose. Climate change games aren't like that.
Climate change board games tend to be more collaborative, which actually reflects the reality of working toward climate remediation and solutions where we all need to win together or we all lose together.
Rosenthal adds online video games like Climate Fresk can also help players understand the drivers and causes of climate change. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hiring. The DNR is looking for full-time park rangers and managers. Anyone interested can apply online. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it was awarded $58 million from the United States Department of Education to support the Wisconsin Charter School Program. According to a press release, the five-year grant funding will help the program implement a statewide strategy to strengthen public charter school authorizing, support the development of high-quality charter schools, and promote statewide collaboration. The funding could help support up to 42 new, expanded, and replicated public charter schools. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning consumers that flood-damaged cars are entering the used car market. According to a CBS 58 report, Wisconsin Better Business Bureau President Jim Temmer says unsuspecting buyers are being fooled by new upholstery and low prices on used cars, which may hide hidden issues like corrosion that can lead to mechanical failures. The Better Business Bureau reminds Wisconsin residents to perform vigorous checks, professional inspections, and reviewing a vehicle history report. Wisconsin's cybersecurity will improve thanks to a collaboration between the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs Division of Wisconsin Emergency Management. According to a WEAU report, the university and WEM will work to improve the state's cyber response team training program. The cyber response team is a voluntary group of members and cyber incident responders. The improvements will come by supporting cyber research projects and educating public and private sectors on cybersecurity threats. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a virtual public meeting to discuss proposed changes to the state's wild bait harvest regulations. The proposed rule changes would revise wild bait harvest permit specifications for licensed bait dealers and revise regulations for the harvest of minnows for personal use from certain waters that are currently closed to all minnow harvest. The meeting will be held via Zoom on Thursday, November 2nd at 5:30 p.m. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. After the warmest October day in 60 years and tying the all-time record high temperature for the month, Green Bay soared to 88 degrees yesterday. And the heat just continues today, too. Highs are rising back into the mid-80s under mostly sunny skies. Soak it up. Winds will be breezy out of the south again, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, providing this heat. We are getting spoiled as a dominating high-pressure system sits to our east, allowing the sun to heat us up and aiding in the southerly flow. It's also holding off a low-pressure system to the west now, too. But eventually, that will move in by midweek, bringing showers and storms by Wednesday. And behind that, whew, the cold air spills in for the weekend, with highs only into the 50s. Have a marvelous Monday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are headed to the playoffs. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Cubs 4-0 Sunday. Milwaukee's Adrian Houser with the win. The crew finished the regular season with a record of 92-70. Craig Counsell on how the final weekend went at home against the second-place Cubs.
You try to accomplish something every day. To put yourself in the best position to win tomorrow, you know. But once Tuesday starts, it's a baseball game against another good team, and you know it's going to be a battle. That's how it works now. You know, nobody's going to care about rest when we get to Tuesday and Wednesday. So now's the time you just go after it. It's a 3-game series where you got to win 2 out of 3, and you pull out all the stops to do so.
Up next, the wild card playoffs begin tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch is tomorrow night at 6:08 in a best-of-3 series. In New York, the Mets fired their manager, Buck Showalter, after just 2 years.
Well, I just had some things to contemplate. It gave me a couple options, and, you know, I think the players know I would never quit or resign. I was kidding with, I had 4 or 5 of them in my office early day, and they said, yeah, we would have seen through that in about 30 seconds.
The 67-year-old was the Mets' 4th manager in just 6 years. The Mets are now going to hire David Stearns from the Brewers as their new president of operations, and he may offer the manager's job to Craig Counsell. Former Boston Red Sox pitcher Tim Wakefield has died. The 57-year-old who helped the Red Sox win a World Series lost his battle with brain cancer. NBA, just days before being sent to Portland, the Trailblazers have traded former Bucks Jrue Holiday to the Boston Celtics. Meanwhile, the Bucks introduced Damian Lillard to fans at a rally outside of Five Sur Forum. Some waited up to 3 hours just to get a glimpse of the guard.
I'm a diehard Bucks fan. I'm here with my whole family. The moment this opened up, we came on down. I wasn't expecting a huge crowd, and I feel like this is delivering. Milwaukee always comes out.
Check the watch. It's game time.
My dream is that the Bucks players would win.
Bucks in 6.
We're going to get another ring, another parade. I'm pretty pumped about that.
I'm hoping for a good season. I'm hoping for lots of shining moments.
NFL, the Bears were up 28-7 when the Broncos came back to beat them 31-28. Chicago's now lost 14 games in a row, the worst losing streak in franchise history. The Chiefs beat the Jets on Sunday Night Football 23-20. The Packers have a long week of practice before facing the Raiders in Las Vegas on Monday Night Football next week. Matt LaFleur asked if defensive back Jair Alexander will miss any more time with that back injury.
I sure as heck hope not. So we'll see. They've got a handle on it, I would say. We're not overly concerned long term, but has anybody ever had a bad back in here? It's a bad deal.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're... Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast.
mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 64. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Upper 60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday, highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 82.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
A fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the Recombobulation Area.
Welcome, one. Welcome, all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio, where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution, joined for a very special week-long recombobulating with Mr. Dan Schaefer and, of course, Aaron Zommers on the ones and twos. Gentlemen, it's October 2nd. Where has the time gone? I hope one of you remembered to wake up Billy Joe Armstrong, because I certainly forgot. How are we doing this Monday afternoon?
Doing well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be joining you as your co-host for this week.
Yeah, I did actually remember to hop on over by Billy Joe Armstrong and wake him up, but he said five more minutes, Dad, and rolled over. so I had the rest of the band go in there and just start playing until he got up.
Oh, poor Billy Joe. I mean, September, it seems to go faster and faster every year. It feels like 2023 just started, and now we're already down to October. So can we bust out the Halloween celebrations at this point, or is this too early? I don't know. Where do we draw the line in that regard?
I think once it hits October 1st, it's spooky season. People get excited. You know, the leaves are falling. I think it's okay. It's not
That's
like,
fair game.
It's not like getting Christmas stuff up, in the first week of November or something like that. It's a little bit different. I think we can get right into spooky season here in the fall.
I'm all about spooky season, so I am game for that. And we're joined by Dan Schaefer this week. He will be helping us out on the show for the week. We're very excited to have a full week of recombobulating, and we have a lot of headlines that we're going to have to get to. So many, in fact, that we're not going to get done today. It's going to take a full week of recombobulating to get back to cover all of those. You look at the Friday into the weekend, we, of course, had the government shutdown averted. We had some big news in the Milwaukee sports world that will actually be our first topic of conversation today, Dan. We had Senator Feinstein's passing on Friday that we covered on the show. But first and foremost, because we are gracious hosts here, Aaron and I, and we very much love our guests in a way that Luke can't ever equal. So we want to give you the opportunity to talk about your absolute favorite subject, the Milwaukee Bucks. Big trade coming through at the end of last week. Dan, you want to get right into it?
Yeah, I know this is a topic that Luke never really wants to get around to on this show. Of course,
he claims like he wants to talk about it, but then when the time is up, it's like, oh shucks, Dan, we didn't get the chance. Sorry.
Yeah, it's we always seem to run out of time to talk about the Bucks whenever Luke's on the show. But I'm glad that we finally have the opportunity now. And obviously, it is a very exciting week to be a Milwaukee Bucks fan with the team trading for Damian Lillard. I think his press conference at Bucks Media Day just wrapped up. Some exciting stuff there. I was downtown over the weekend when the Milwaukee Bucks had a welcome rally for Damian Lillard at the Deer District outside Fiserv Forum. There was about 5,000 people there. Excitement was just off the charts. This is such a big trade and big deal for the Milwaukee Bucks, and the excitement going into the season now has just elevated to a degree that it's just going to be, you know, I've heard from the team that their season tickets are going off the charts. The ratings for the team, you know, just so much interest. I saw one reporter say he was rerouting his media day schedule for this week. Instead of covering the Los Angeles Lakers, was coming to Milwaukee. Milwaukee. So that really shows you that it's a big deal. Damian Lillard, now a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, joining forces with Giannis Antetokounmpo, looking for another championship in Milwaukee. Very, very exciting times to be a Milwaukee sports fan, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. There is a little piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last week. Bucks fans hustle to buy tickets as prices jump up after Damian Lillard trade. Jerseys being printed to keep up with demand. Like you noted, Dan, ticket prices for the home opener against the Sixers on October 26th shot up to more than $120 per ticket on the resale market. Season ticket packages are in high demand. Dustin Godsey, the chief sales and marketing officer for the Bucks and Fiserv Forum, said, quote, "We had repped on the phone until 9 o'clock last night answering calls, back in at 7 a.m. this morning, phone still ringing off the hook. Tickets are going to go quick. We are now down to a few hundred full season ticket packages. I encourage people to buy 10 game partial plans." There is a lot of energy. There is a lot of excitement coming for Damian Lillard to be coming to Milwaukee. Though, Dan, I got to take the opposite side of it, at least for now, in that I love me some Drew Holiday. I'm going to miss Drew so much. Keep in mind, this is the 3 out of the last 4, I believe. Let me confirm that. Yeah, 2020, 2022, and 2023 Teammate of the Year award. Now, to be fair, the 2021 Teammate of the Year, who broke up the back-to-back-to-back-to-back Holiday championship run here, was Damian Lillard. So it's not like the Bucks aren't getting a scrub teammate here in return. But Drew and Lauren Holiday also were the winners of the 2023 Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award. They have the Drew and Lauren Social Impact Fund. I mean, I think you could make the argument that the Holidays are two of the goats of giving back, I guess. Not just in professional basketball, but in North American sports. Any community is lucky to have those two as members, and we're going to miss Drew a lot, not just for his talent on the court. Let's note, you know, he is a two-time NBA All-Star. He's a three-time first-team defense, including 2021 and 2023 with the Bucks. He's a two-time All-Defensive second team, including 2022 with the Bucks. I mean, this guy, both on and off the court, is exemplary. He's one of the best in the business, arguably the best on-ball perimeter defender in basketball. I'm going to miss Drew Holiday a lot.
Yeah, I will too. I think, you know, when the time comes, his jersey is absolutely going in the rafters at Fiserv Forum. His contributions really elevated the Bucks from contenders to champions. And
he got a lot of flack. Remember that trade? There was a lot of people that were upset that the Bucks made that trade at that time.
Yeah, they thought they were giving up too much, you know, sending out so many draft picks and some valuable players in that deal. But, you know, I was somebody who was driving the train at the time to say that the Bucks should trade for Drew Holiday. I thought he would be a perfect fit with Giannis and Chris Middleton in Milwaukee. The fit did certainly produce a championship. So, you know, it was a great thing. But I think when you have an opportunity to trade for Damian Lillard, keep that championship window open, especially as Giannis has kind of been dialing up the pressure on the organization this summer to commit to winning. I think, you know, you can't really commit any further than the Bucks have, but, you know, I think every draft pick that they have from now through 2030 has been now tied up in a trade, whether it was for the Drew Holiday trade or for Damian Lillard trade. So that is, you know, obviously going above and beyond to commit to winning in Milwaukee. It's kind of, you know, I wrote about this. Yeah, I usually write about, you know, political opinion pieces at the Recombobulation area. When something really big happens with the Milwaukee Bucks, I gotta write a Bucks column, which is what I did last week. And so, you know, I think this is just such an exciting moment for Milwaukee. You basically have two of the top 10 players in the NBA on the same team with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. I think they will really complement each other well. But like you said, we will, of course, miss Drew Holiday, an amazing two-way player, on, you know, and his contributions on and off the court. I know he still does things in New Orleans where he played before joining the Bucks. So hopefully his off-the-court contributions with the Drew and Lauren Holiday Foundation will continue, even though he is going to be in Boston. That is not my favorite part of this outcome either, that Drew is now not headed to Portland, but will be headed to the Boston Celtics as part of this deal. You know, it's going to be a good rivalry between Milwaukee and Boston, that's for sure.
And that was the next point I was going to mention. You know, the talking heads love to have these conversations throughout the offseason. Who's the favorite? Who should we be most worried about? It's hard to win an NBA championship, right? The Bucks have arguably been the strongest roster in basketball for 3-4 seasons now. We got one championship out of it. We had a couple one seeds. Obviously, Giannis won a couple MVPs as well. It's not easy to go out there and actually be the best team in the NBA for the entirety of the season and then follow through with that championship. The Bucks obviously strengthening their rosters pretty significantly, bringing in Damian Lillard, a top 10 player in the league and a top 75 player of all time, I believe, when the NBA did their recent top 75 last offseason, I want to say. The pick and roll game between the two of them is deadly. This is arguably the best combination you could have possibly put with Giannis. But now the Boston Celtics turned around, brought in Drew Holiday to shore up their starting lineup. Remember that they moved on from Marcus Smart this offseason. I believe he was in the Porzingis trade. So they needed another defensive stopper at the top of their roster, and they brought that in. So the Bucks and the Celtics, you know, they're one up in each other, not just reloading, but building into their arsenal. It's going to be really fun to watch that the two of those juggernauts go at it in the Eastern Conference this year. One thing I want to touch on as well, Dan, that you noted briefly, Giannis has made it clear that he did not want to commit unless the Bucks were willing to also commit to show, hey, we're all in on you. We're all in on this championship run. You noted that the Bucks don't control any of their picks through 2030, which is that's all that's allowed in the NBA. You're allowed to go 7 years into the future. So the Bucks have essentially given up the entirety of their draft war chest in order to secure talent for the championship window today. Remember that Giannis a couple years ago, when asked if there was one player in the NBA that you would like to play with, who would it be? He chose Damian Lillard. Well, Damian Lillard also tweeted in May of 2022 when asked if you could play with one player in the NBA in present time, who would it be? Damian Lillard also said Giannis. So this has been a bit of a bro fest going back a couple of years. I looked into it a little bit. Evidently, they had each been trying for years to convince the other to go to their hometown. Damian wanted Giannis to come to Milwaukee or to Portland really bad. Giannis was like, no, we got it made here, brother. You come to Milwaukee. And finally, with Portland getting some young guards themselves, deciding to move on, it was Damian's time to move on, and it is now Dame time in Milwaukee as Dalla Dame is coming to join the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, definitely some breadcrumbs over the years to lead to this moment of Giannis and Lillard joining forces in Milwaukee. It seems like they've definitely been in the mutual appreciation society of each other's games. You know, Giannis taking Lillard first in the All-Star game last year over Drew Holiday. A lot of people have rerun, that clip over the past few days. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see them on the court together in less than a month now. So very
less
exciting.
Than a month. The season's coming up fast. We got plenty more conversations to have today on Town Call. If you'd like to participate in the forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, Lake Aaron 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perche. Former President Trump is in Manhattan for the civil fraud trial brought against him by the New York Attorney General.
He has already called Judge Arthur Engoron deranged, called for his resignation, says he doesn't get it. Because in Trump's telling, he can value things and see the value in things the way nobody else can. That's part of the reason why He believed that his estate in Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago, was worth $600 million.
ABC's Aaron Kutursky. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz could call for a vote to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill that prevented a government shutdown. California Governor Gavin Newsom named LaFonza Butler to fill the U.S. Senate seat vacated by the death of Dianne Feinstein. She'll be the only black woman and the first openly LGBTQ plus person to represent California in the Senate. The Nobel Peace Prize in Medicine goes to U.S. scientists who worked to create the mRNA COVID vaccines. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it was awarded $58 million from the United States Department of Education to support the Wisconsin Charter School Program. According to a press release, the five-year grant funding will help the program implement a statewide strategy to strengthen public charter school authorizing, support the development of high-quality charter schools, and promote statewide collaboration. The funding could help support up to 42 new, expanded, and replicated public charter schools. Members of the Wisconsin Legislature's Administrative Rules Committee have blocked a proposed Wisconsin Commercial Building Code update with a 6-4 vote. The building code update would have brought standards in line with the 2021 standards of the International Code Council, with advocates saying it would save energy, improve safety, and lower insurance costs. Republican lawmakers say DSPS failed to ascertain if the update would result in added costs to government or businesses. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Shivers down your spine.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, or take the show with you on the go. Download the Civic Media app. You can engage with us right from the app. You can call or text in. Head on over to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Type in Civic Media. It's free and easy to download. We got a special week ahead of us right now, joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area for a full week of recombobulating. And Dan, we were talking the Big Bucks trade. I had to give you the opportunity to talk about your first love, the Milwaukee Bucks, that has been, dangled in front of you like the carrot for all of these appearances going back months and months and months now, that finally we've had the opportunity to talk about the Bucks. And you and I were talking about a tweet that we saw from Noah Hurley that was noting what John Horst did to eventually land Damian Lillard. You know, like it kind of like the 6 degrees of separation joke, but turning all of these picks into different picks and players and eventually working its way up the line. And he noted that Horst turned Greg Monroe, Matthew Dellavedova, John Henson, Sam Merrill, 5 first-round picks and 4 second-round picks into Damian Lillard. Going back, you know, a second-round pick, Dellavedova and Henson became George Hill. First and second, Greg Monroe became Eric Bledsoe, who along with George Hill and 3 more picks became Drew Holiday. Then you had Sam Merrill and 2 picks becoming Grayson Allen. Holiday, Allen, and a first becoming Damian Lillard. Like, we've done this in the past in some of my fantasy football leagues, kind of like tracing what crazy trades eventually work their way up to be the best player in the league. And it's really remarkable, I think, what John Horst has done in this regard. Not that those aren't, you know, talented players, but the NBA, I think, in particular, compared to, say, the NFL or Major League Baseball, the NBA is very, very star-driven. When you only have 5 players on the court at a single time, one dominant player can be much more valuable than 3 or 4 very good players. You know, you look at the Angels, right? They have Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, arguably the 2 of the 5 greatest players of all time on the same team at the same time, and they have not made the playoffs since. But in the NBA, you have LeBron James, who was essentially a freebie to get to the NBA championship for, you know, a 10 or 12 year window, no matter who you put around him. The NBA is driven by stars. You need to have the best players on the court at all time. And it's incredibly impressive what the Milwaukee Bucks have been able to build here.
Yeah, and now you have, you know, arguably the best player in the league in Giannis Antetokounmpo. And now Damian, I was checking the rankings. You know, they have these different rankings that who the best players in the NBA are. I saw CBS had a ranking that had Damian Lillard at 10th. So you have 2 of the 10 best players in the league on the Milwaukee Bucks. As you said, a very star-driven league, much different than baseball or football. You have those 2 players and then also all-star caliber players in Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez rounding out the rest of that top 4 in the team. It's going to be really, really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're done yet. Obviously, the depth pieces still need to be built in. Did you see that Malcolm Brogdon was part of the Drew Holiday trade? There's another wily veteran guard that Portland might not want to give minutes to as they try to bring up their young talent. I'm not saying that the Bucks have to swing back in, but I'm not saying that they're not going to. Boy, would that be hilarious.
Well, it would be funny, too, because, you know, when the Bucks made that trade for Drew Holiday, some of the picks that they used to land Holiday were ones that they got from trading Malcolm Brogdon the offseason before. And so that would just be very serendipitous for the Drew Holiday, Damian Lillard, Malcolm Brogdon trades to return him to Milwaukee. I don't know if that's exactly likely given the contracts and all that, but it would be something else.
It would be difficult to work out, but it would certainly make for happy Bucks fans, at least on this show. If you'd like to contribute to the show, give us a call or shoot us a text today, 844-967-2789. We're talking Milwaukee Bucks, and I think I want to continue the sports conversation for a little bit, Dan, as long as I got you here on a Monday. We got to talk about it because it was all over the presentation last night. Aaron Rodgers at MetLife Stadium in a box suite for the Jets game, 17 days post-surgery, already walking around on crutches. I don't know, Dan. I made this joke with a couple friends of mine, but if that 40-year-old body is able to recover from a complete tearing of the Achilles tendon and play again in the same season, I might have to be all in on all his other wacky kooky stuff. Like, does he know something that we don't know? Does dolphin mating sounds really make a difference? I don't know. Who am I to say? Because clearly he's getting results if he's able to get that 39-year-old body back out there again this quickly. Like, that's incredible.
Maybe those ayahuasca trips can heal an Achilles tendon. We're all learning new things through Aaron.
Am I all in on ayahuasca now? Am I all in on everything he has said? I'm sold. Yeah. Rodgers bought me over. I'm going to completely change my worldview 180 degrees if he's able to get that old body back on the field in 5 or 6 months. That is incredible. But
careful, Will. You're about to get canceled.
Yeah, what was his quote? Before the woke cancel culture puts the final nail in my cancel culture coffin or something. I don't know. He's He's a character. I'd rather not give him props, but boy, that would be impressive if he was able to return this quickly.
Yeah, he's a millionaire personality. He can get away with saying that stuff.
Yeah, me not so much, but Dan, something that you touched on as well that I want to jump into, meat and potatoes part of this conversation. We had a piece over from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley's budget turns the page from cuts into investments. As my local Milwaukee guru here, you are the very first person that I want to go to whenever I have questions regarding the city and the county of Milwaukee. What are your thoughts on this piece from JS Online?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is kind of the culmination of a whole lot of work that has happened and a lot of the debates that we had throughout the year on shared revenue and local sales taxes. You know, one of the biggest pieces of legislation to pass the state this year, and one of the biggest pieces of that was funding for Milwaukee County. And I think, you know, just thinking back on, you know, I've been a journalist in Milwaukee for 12 years now. And if four now with the recombobulation area, the second piece that I wrote for the recombobulation area, once I launched it in 2019, was about the county's looming funding crisis and the need to address it. And I think it is such a remarkable moment that we talked about every budget that I've covered with Milwaukee County has involved cuts. And this is the first one that is not going to involved cuts in the time that I've been covering Milwaukee County. I think, you know, credit to Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley for making this happen. Credit to the members of the Milwaukee County Board for being part of it too. You know, it's going to be really interesting to see how, as they hammer out the final details, but to have a budget that increases the transit budget, to have a budget that increases the parks budget and increases, and also while lowering property taxes for Milwaukee County. I think this is such a significant moment where we can start to see the turning of the dial, where it's kind of, instead of staving off these fiscal cliffs, starting to turn the dial towards investing in the county, investing in the residents and the services that the very critical services that the county provides. So I think this is, you know, I will, of course, as I often do before I make any final judgments, wait for the Wisconsin Policy Forum analysis of the county's budget before I, you know, form my own opinions, watch the debates at the county board as it goes forward. But I think this is something to celebrate for Milwaukee County. And no longer, you know, ever since Scott Walker was county executive, when Chris Abley was county executive, we were always talking about cuts. Now with Crowley as county executive, this fiscal cliff averted with this shared revenue and local sales tax deal, I think this is a remarkable moment for Milwaukee County.
I too, Dan, I'm a big fan of waiting for people that are smarter than me to dive into the numbers and tell me the crux of the argument, and then I will make my determination after the fact. I think this is a big moment too, because austerity doesn't work in the long run, and you mentioned it. Being able to show the power of government, what can government do for you, is going to be vital, not just in Milwaukee, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country as we have this conversation, kind of really at the national level as well. It's coming to the forefront. You look at the government shutdown that was averted this weekend over concerns of spending, right? A government is fundamentally different than a private corporation in the sense that governments can do things for their citizens that a corporation cannot do because it's not driven by profit motive, A, and B, it's able to spend in the red. There's a reason that we have a massive national debt, but as long as the country is able to pay back these debts, it does not hurt you in the long run. You are, again, fundamentally different than a corporate entity. This opportunity to really show the people of Milwaukee what a government that works for the people can do for you, the type of programs that we can offer people, the beauty of our local parks that we can have available for the public to spend time in and enjoy their community in a way that's better reflective of the places that they live and the people that they want to spend with. I think this is monumental. I agree with you completely.
Yeah, and I'll quote in that Journal Sentinel story on Crowley's budget proposal. There's a quote from Rob Henkin of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and I think it's pretty notable. I'll just read it verbatim here. It is just a remarkable and almost unfathomable turn of events to see Milwaukee County with a large budget surplus to be able to strategically invest in 2024. I started analyzing county budgets back in 1998, and I can assure you this is the first time that there has been an opportunity for sizable new investment. That's an incredible thing. You know, we've seen the public sector in Milwaukee get hollowed out over the years. You know, back in the late night, I've covered transit a lot in the region. This is, I think, just one example that highlights, you know, the type of change that the city has seen, the county has seen. In the late 90s, Milwaukee was recognized as having the best transit system in the country.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. People don't always realize that Milwaukee twice in the 1990s was recognized as having the best transit system in the country. And then then some scandals came along, and then Scott Walker came along, and then the budget really never recovered. And Walker cut so much, you know, and I think we have to think about, you know, how much of a sea change it really is to have, you know, Scott Walker as the county executive as recently as 2010 and David Crowley as the county executive now in 2023, and how different that leadership is. And instead of, you know, turning the dial towards cuts and austerity, I think the Crowley and the administration there at the county is going to have some more targeted investments, you know, in things like parks and transit, where instead of figuring out which bus routes we're going to cut, you know, starting to think about, hey, can we build a new second BRT line? Can we expand transit services? Can we put more into our parks? Can we put more into paratransit taxi services for seniors? So many different things that has been hollowed out over the years. And now is finally at a moment where we can start making some investments instead of stop averting these fiscal cliffs and start really building for the future in Milwaukee County. It's a really exciting time.
Mm-hmm. And some of the investments, you noted them, Dan, in an effort to invest in resources for Milwaukee County's unsheltered populations, Crowley proposed investing in the county's homeless outreach team and housing first model with an additional $1.5 million, an additional $200,000 for housing vouchers for individuals released from the Community Reintegration Center. The Parks Department operating budget will increase by $2.6 million. The proposed budget will increase pretrial mental health services by $1.6 million, a proposed $170,000 allocated for aging populations. What can government do for you? This is what they can do for you. We can expect our government to work on behalf of the people in these communities if you, A, elect people that truly agree with your worldview, and B, focus on these community programs and the, again, communal ability of government to build these relationships and offer these protections to its citizens.
We can get more done by working together. That's what government can do. And I think, you know, you mentioned a lot of those examples. I think one of the other interesting things, I think this was actually in a different piece than the JS one, affordable housing in the suburbs. Crowley's the first county executive in Milwaukee to do that. Continuing to make those investments is going to make such a big difference.
One step at a time. We're going to continue this conversation on a Monday. It's October. Dan Schaefer is here. This is Town Call. We'll be right back.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 83. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 64. Highs level off around 80 tomorrow. Upper 60s Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday, highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 83.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, or take the show with you on the go. Download the Civic Media app. You can engage with us right from the app. You can call or text in. Head over to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Type in Civic Media. It's free and it is easy to download. We have a very special week ahead of us, as we are going to be recombobulating all week with Mr. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. And Dan, we didn't get a chance on Friday. We were so busy with the just tons and tons of headlines that came out that we had to cover. We didn't get to do Friday headlines of the week, so I thought I'd push it back to Monday. Well, then on Monday, we had a lot of other stuff that we had to cover too. It is never ending in the state of Wisconsin, but I want to jump into some of the best headlines of the week that we had from last Friday, because we won't be able to do it this Friday either. Very, very special guest coming on the show on Friday of this week, and I will let you know who that will be tomorrow as we prepare for it. But jumping into my first headline of the week from last Friday, Dan, a piece over from Up North News, The Life of a Road Dog. Hop aboard the Wienermobile with a Wisconsin hot dogger. The article notes, you have a better chance of getting into Harvard than becoming a hot dogger. The Ivy League university accepts 4% of applicants. Oscar Mayer only accepts 1%. Every year, the meat company scouts 12 new hot doggers to drive its iconic Wienermobile cross-country as part of the brand's most well-known marketing strategy. Since the hot dogger program launched in 1988, recent college grads must commit to a one-year contract and travel 20,000 miles across 20-plus states to promote the brand through social media posts and personal interactions. It's a good thing most hot doggers consider the experience priceless, because unfortunately the role only pays $36,000 a year. But one of this year's hot doggers, recent UW grad Samantha Benish, sat down with Up North News to answer any questions anyone might have about the Wienermobile. That is about as Wisconsin as it gets, Dan.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of, I think last time I was on, there were some Wienermobile related headlines too. You know, it's very, you know, it's become ubiquitous in the news lately, these Wienermobile stories. I guess they're trying to, they had their failed rebrand and now they're getting back to it, showing how rare it is for somebody to be able to drive that. I don't know if I could drive something like that. I'm a good driver, but that would be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think this went exactly like I knew it would, and like a lot of other people said, that the Frankmobile, no, that's stupid. No one likes that. They're doing this to get some attention so that when they change it back, everyone's like, oh, thank goodness.
They listen to us. They're so open and willing to be heard.
This was not planned the entire time or anything.
Well, we're playing along with it by continuing talking about it, but it's too much fun to not talk about it, so I had to give it a shout out. Dan, I know you got a great headline that's pretty pertinent based on what we talked about today. It is your turn, Mr. Schaefer.
Yeah, I'm staying on brand as ever here, right? So my headline is from TMJ4 News. Watch Giannis Antetokounmpo try bratwurst for the first time ever. And I don't know if you saw the video that Giannis posted to social media over the weekend. He was saying that he was trying brats for the first time. Now, I know he's been in Milwaukee since 2013. If this is actually his
I don't know if I believe that.
I'm not sure if I'm buying that. But he had a couple brats while he was on the video, saying he loves America, which, you know, I, as somebody who lives in Milwaukee and will eat a brat, that's often my reaction to eating a brat while in Milwaukee, Wisconsin as well, saying I love America because of enjoying a brat in this wonderful city. But I do think, you know, this is kind of one of those things that Giannis has done over the years. He'll try something new and get a bunch of reaction from it. We know the famous smoothie tweet from his rookie year. You know, once Giannis is done with his playing days, he could just, you know, get a show on the Food Network trying new things, I think. You know, he's the sense of amazement that he has with it is always such a joy.
The Antetokounmpo's Travel America, just stick him in the back of Guy Fieri's car and let him go hit up all these restaurants and small time shops all across the country. I did love the quote where he said, you know, obviously he's from Greece, but he tells people he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That man just lives and breathes Milwaukee, except, of course, I have to give criticism where criticism is due, much like we love to give credit where credit's due. Who puts a ketchup on a brat, Giannis? Come on, you're better than that.
That is maybe that's, you know, it's a beginner move with the brat. You know, he's got to work his way up to the sauerkraut I go with mustard and onions on the brat typically.
Yeah, I'm a big mustard guy. Can you imagine if the PR team is sitting there and they're like, Giannis, all right, we need to convince people this is your first brat ever. How can we do that? Put ketchup on it. Brilliant. Yeah. Like they know he's full of it. So, all right, Dan, jump into my second headline of the week. I will also keep it sports related, reading over from wearegreenbay.com. Packers alumni hit their targets at annual Sporting Clays event. The Green Bay Packers carried on a tradition Tuesday, despite the sometimes heavy rain, and all in the name of charity. Local 5 News took in the shooting action at the annual Alumni Sporting Clays event at the Woodfire Lodge at Triple J Wings and Clay in Brilliant. Part of the money generated through the friendly competition will help the nonprofit Curative Connections, which helps people maintain their independence in the face of medical challenges. Some participants were former Packers wide receiver Bill Schroeder, if you remember the name. This is a very, very Wisconsin headline as well. You know, not only Green Bay Packers, but heading out to an annual Sporting Clays shooting event. Oh, so Wisconsin.
Almost to Wisconsin, right? You gotta like spread out the degree of Wisconsining more than that. But you know, that's a good one.
Then Dan, do you got one more headline for us for this week? Oh, my voice just cracked.
I do. We have from Up North News, Cranberry Crazies pack warrens for the Tiny Towns Giant Fest. You were looking at this one too, right? I wasn't quite aware of how giant this fest is for the Cranberry Crazies. It said 1,200 vendor booths and 140,000 visitors to this. That sounds pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Wisconsin, we love our cranberries. I believe we produce like something like 60% of all cranberries in the United States is produced in Wisconsin, right? So, I mean, that's about as Wisconsin as it gets too.
Absolutely. And you know, we always love a good excuse to get together and celebrate. You know, I'm sure there was something mixed in with some cranberry juice, I'm sure, at some point along the way with those festivals as well.
Whatever could you be implying, Dan? No, not in Wisconsin. Not the good people here where we have more bars per capita than grocery stores. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dan. This is Town Call. We got Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation here area with us all week. It's going to be a lot of fun as we jump into more headlines, not just in Wisconsin, but nationally. We got some fun coverage coming tomorrow where we will be discussing the shutdown that was averted over the weekend. Perhaps we'll touch on some of the other segments that falls into, such as student loan debt. But that is the conversation for tomorrow. If you'd like to participate in the show, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We'll see you all tomorrow. Take it easy, party people.
Fucking we'll sex.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Alex Crochet,